SBS
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 SBS Radio.
I think people know that it was a crazy accident that happened in the city. I was just returning from work and walking towards the Flinders Street station. And I, to be honest, I don't remember the actual accident itself, but what I do remember is just saying bye to one of my colleagues who was walking along with me, and then I went down the Elizabeth Street. And after that, the only thing I remember is paramedics arriving on the scene and putting me into an ambulance. I actually don't remember the actual accident, but from what I heard later and I saw on the internet and the videos and news, is that some guy, he basically drove his SUV over people, and he rammed into people just very suddenly and very quickly, so that people didn't have time to react or to get out of the way.
I was at work. I was coming back from work, and I heard this accident on radio, but I couldn't feel that Vishal could have been hurt. So when I reached home, I didn't see him. I rang his phone. So some other Indian guy, he picked up his phone, and he told me that he found his phone lying on the floor on the road. And there's an accident that has happened. So I got very scared, and I just felt I can fly and reach city and see if he's okay. Then I went to city, and the moment I reached there, I got a call from the police saying that they got him to the Alfred Hospital, and they wanted me to come there. While coming back, my heart was pounding, and I was so scared. I was hoping he's okay, and really, minor injuries, and everything is fine. But when I reached hospital, I saw his blood bag in the blood, his clothes were all torn, and he was not there. He was taken for X-ray and MRI scans. So when he was back, I saw his hands were dipped in blood, and it was something no one can ever imagine to their family members. He was unconscious. I think he could see me, but it was hard for him to talk or to feel what has happened. He just blacked out. He didn't know what has happened. So yeah, I just could see his head in blood, his hands in blood, but we were not sure what exactly has happened and what all injuries he had.
Injuries I received have been pretty nasty. I have multiple fractures, and I've got broken ligaments in my right leg, and there is a major reconstructive surgery that's going to happen on the 11th. Other than that, I have bruises all over my body. I got a ruptured artery in my neck, for which I have to put a collar on for a few weeks. I've got basically major bruises on my arm, and then I had some internal injuries as well to my kidney, my pancreas, and my liver. So, in fact, a little bit of kidney function has also been lost permanently. So that's quite disappointing. So, yeah, I mean, the injuries are quite major, but I'm hoping that I'll make, at least 99 or 95% recovery, if not 100%. The doctors are saying that my leg may not be the same ever again, but my hope and my endeavor will be to really bring it back to its original strength and normality as much as I can.
Obviously, there are extensive injuries that you've received, and you are getting help for that. What about mentally? These kinds of things are more of a trauma to the mind, apart from the trauma to the body. How are you coping there?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's definitely emotional and mental impact. In terms of, I feel myself to be really unlucky, at least on that day. And I also feel anger towards people who, commit acts of violence. So, yeah, I mean, I'm mentally and emotionally very disturbed, but I'm hoping that I'll be able to come out of it, because there's no point really carrying any grudges or any ill feelings towards anyone. I think at the end of the day, my mental health and emotional health is more important than anything else.
Yeah.
I try to forget about it. But, I think I do have a fear of crowds now and such kind of people.
I would say we are still trying to cope up with this accident. It has, affected our life in all aspects, financially, mentally, physically, emotionally. So Vishal is a very active person, and seeing him in bed disappoints me a lot. And I know for sure, like, it's going to take some time for him to recover. But yeah, I'm just hoping that there's some miracle happens, and in a month he's fine, he's running again, and he's back to his normal life.
How has his family back home in India taken this?
They are, like, very... They also got scared when they got to know about this. His mother was in the hospital at that time. So it was, I would say, a very difficult situation for us. His mother was in the hospital and Vishal was in the hospital at the same time.
Hmm.
His mother, she also had, like, multiple health issues.
Right.
And she got just discharged, like, 3 days ago.
Hmm.
So initially we didn't tell her what happened to him, and we didn't tell Vishal, like, she was also admitted in the hospital. But yeah, lately they got to know. So it has been, like, tough for us. Like, she also wanted to come and see him, and she was very scared for her son. She just felt like if she was here and could have done something for him. But unfortunately she wasn't in a situation when she can travel.
Hmm.
And same goes for Vishal. Like, if he wants to go and see his mother, like, he can't.
Hmm.
He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, look, I migrated here like 4 years ago, and I work in a consulting job. It's basically IT and business consulting. Yeah, we moved here thinking that Australia is a safe place, got a great quality of life, which it has. But, you know, lately, especially in Melbourne, I think the crime rate and, you know, such kind of incidents have really taken a spike. You know, we feel that maybe Melbourne is not as safe as it's probably projected to be.
Mm.
Now, I might be saying this because I've been unlucky, but like the Bourke Street incident that happened last year,
yes,
was similar in nature, where a man drove his car over people and everything. So I don't know what the government did to prevent such things to happen again. Well, it's happened again.
Now I think I would be scared if he's out alone. I just can't imagine anyone in such a situation. And especially for him, like, if he travels on his own, I'll be, like, very, very scared.
People have been very supportive. We're still in talks with some of the agencies and government departments, and I think bodies like TSC and Victims of Crime and all that.
Hmm.
They're still working out what kind of support financially and otherwise they can provide. So that's not still sort of confirmed, so I can't really comment.
Mm.
But from a friends and family point of view and society point of view, I think it's been pretty good.
Mm.
Financially, we both, like, we're not working right now. I've not been to work since this accident.
Mm.
And we're just waiting for the government to get in touch with us for what all financial supports they can offer. The medical and rehabilitation expenses are taken care of by the government. Other bills and all are, like, being paid.
Mm.
But we're just hoping that we get proper and sufficient support from the government, because it wasn't Vishal's fault.
Mm.
And it was some other guy who did this to,
yeah,
people who were there. In terms of support, I would say it's hard for me to understand still what all supports will I be needing. But the message that I want to give to everyone is I just want everyone to be happy and safe. And I want everyone who are living in Melbourne thinking it as a safe and best place to live. I just want them to be happy and be cautious when they're going out in the crowd, because you never know, like, who comes and does what. Like, it's different when you hear about an accident, and it's different when your family member is involved in that accident.
The doctor said it may not make 100% recovery, but we'll be talking about definitely about multiple weeks and months. So it's not going to be a matter of 2 or 3 weeks. It's going to be a prolonged recovery process.
Mm.
The thing that I really want to highlight here is basically the government and the police should take preventive measures so that such incidents do not occur in the future, and also that justice is done in terms of whoever has committed this crime is appropriately punished. I'm not an expert in public safety, but I think government should look at what caused this and what is it that they can do to prevent such things to happen in the future. Maybe they can track down such people who have a history and kind of restrict them in certain ways, put some checks and balances in place, maybe not allow them to drive, because a vehicle is now commonly being used lately by a lot of terrorists as well as a weapon. It's become a common occurrence lately, as you might have heard about the incident in France as well.
Yes.
You know, some of the other places. So, look, I'm not an expert in how they can prevent all this or measures they can put in place, but maybe they can really form a committee and, you know, do proper research and examination and put some checks and balances in place, put some preventive measures or something like that.
SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੀ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀ ਸੁਣਨ ਲਈ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਸੋਮਵਾਰ ਤੋਂ ਸ਼ੁੱਕਰਵਾਰ ਰੋਜ਼ਾਨਾ ਰਾਤੀ 9 ਵਜੇ ਤੋਂ 10 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਲਾਈਵ ਸੁਣ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ, ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਹੂਲਤ ਅਨੁਸਾਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਜਾਂ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸਾਡੀ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ SBS ਰੇਡੀਓ ਐਪ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ www.sbs.com.au/punjabi ਤੇ ਜਾਓ।